You're listening to the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, welcome back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on a Friday, and again, we go till 4:30 today, and then it's the Mark D'Antonio Show. I don't know why he's having one. They don't play this week. They didn't really play last week either against Mighty Thurman or Furman or whatever you call them. It's a Friday, and so a long-time tradition here at the radio station on Friday nights was a little something we called Friday Night Lights. I think we stole it from somewhere. But Paul Costanzo and Matt Shook were working at the Times Herald at that time. They were also doing a show here on WPHM that they called the Sports Attack on Saturday mornings. And so they would come out on Friday nights and make me sound good out on location at whatever our game of the week was. They did an amazing job for me. I really, really, really like these two guys. And you know how hard it is to get a compliment from me. All the way from the Virgin Islands, we have Matt Shook. Matt, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dennis. I feel like this is like a Dumb and Dumber kind of thing, having the both of us back at the same time.
And from even further away at SC4, here's Paul Costanzo.
Hi, Dennis. I don't get the Dumb and Dumber thing quite yet, but I did notice that you have the same bumper music from when we were hosting Sports Attack in 2006, so that's good.
I'm a traditionalist. It's hard for me to get rid of things that, give me memories.
That'd be like work too to find a new song too, I think, right?
Yeah. that's actually more truth to it than anything else. Is actually Paul Miller set up that bumper music way back then, and I just why change it?
That's right. You can't mess with it with things that work, that's for sure.
All right. So Matt is back from the Olympics in Rio, where I hope you survived the Zika and all the other things.
Well, before we get to the Olympics, can I cut you off, Dennis?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've been hearing a lot about the Port Huron co-ed new soccer coach up there, Paul. Saw you on ESPN, did a nice feature. I heard you're coaching some youth soccer, and are you kind of like a Tom Landry or a Bill Belichick out there? Can you tell me a little bit about your game day style?
Yeah, I'm pretty stern. It's 5-year-olds, so you got to keep them in check. And I do what I can, blow the whistle as frequently as possible. I'm coaching a U6 soccer team. Our first game is tomorrow morning. And it could be a disaster, or it could be quite a bit of fun. So,
Dennis, are you carrying the game live on WPHM tomorrow?
I can. We have the technology. Paul just doesn't want to tell me where it's at because he is afraid that I will show up.
No, I hope you do. It's at Lightfoot Fields on Beach Road, so you can show up. It's at 9 a.m. though, so it's an early morning. I know you don't do the mornings anymore.
Oh, I got a busy day tomorrow because it's Richmond Good Old Days, so I got to be up early to get ready to go to that. So I can make a 9 o'clock soccer game.
Okay.
I'll just stream it on ESPN.com.
Yeah, that'll be the bigger issue is with Fox and ESPN and all the networks wanting to cover that coaching debut of yours. Will I even be able to get a credential to get in?
I'll try and pull some strings for you. I can't promise anything, but I'll see what I can do.
All right. On a lighter note, what were the Olympics like?
Zika? Zika's a little lighter than youth soccer. But, yeah, it was great. I had a good time. Covered it down here for the Virgin Islands Daily News newspaper, which I'm the sports editor here for another couple weeks. And, covered our – we have our own Olympic team, even though we're a U.S. territory. Had 7 VI athletes, 4 British Virgin Islands athletes, and then 2 Americans that are from St. Thomas. And I was down there the whole time and then stayed another week. My girlfriend came down from Chicago, and we did a little sightseeing for about a week after that. So, yeah, had a great time in Brazil. Did not contract Zika as far as I know. And lived to tell about it. Didn't run into any rogue swimmers or authorities or anything like that. So had a great time.
So nobody held a gun to your head.
Yeah,
as far as I know, I had some drinks a couple times, and maybe I can't be held completely accountable for what happened during some of those times. But no vicious stories to tell.
Go ahead, Paul.
I thought you were on the bus, the media bus that got shot at.
No, I wasn't on the media bus that got shot at, actually. I was at the destination. I was at the same place where that media bus was headed towards. So absolutely no concerns there.
You see, I was really, really worried about it because I contacted you about it.
Did you?
Right
I don't remember.
Right
that.
Now, I asked you about it. Just very much.
Yeah, I appreciate your concern. I can tell that in your voice that you were very worried. But no, it's actually was kind of worried that maybe that would become kind of a copycat thing. But I just, you know, rode on the floor for the entire time of the bus. I'm just kidding. Actually, right on the floor. But no harm, no foul on any bad incidents. I think with things like that, when a place like Rio hosts the Olympics. I know from living down here in the Virgin Islands that to live in a place that's different than Port Huron or different than suburban Detroit or different than even Springfield, Missouri, where I lived before, you got to kind of roll with the punches sometimes. And I think that some people in the international media weren't quite ready to roll with the punches as much as maybe they should have. So a lot of the hype was, you know, legitimate problems, but we learned down here in the Caribbean at least to live with some of the things that aren't as secure and as normal as maybe we might want.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the Real Sports, that is an HBO show with Brian Gumbel. They were all over Rio with one of
yeah,
those shows.
I did see that one, and I saw a couple others that were similar to that. So, yeah, that did keep me up an extra hour a few nights before I hit the plane to head to Rio. But it was a great time. I'll go back to Tokyo or wherever they have them in the future if I can. Just a great way to kind of see a different place and to see all these stories that we'll be talking about well, I guess the Olympics are kind of a little bit not as big of a deal as maybe they used to be, and we're already moving on to the NFL right now. But it is a big deal to watch Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt close their careers, so I enjoyed it. And I would recommend anyone else, even as a fan, to try to make that trip to do something like that. Hopefully be in L.A. maybe in 2024, too.
Yeah. So you're going to leave the Virgin Islands here shortly and move to the Chicago area. Tell us about your Virgin Island experience, though. What was it like working for a paper there, and what was your daily routine? Is it similar to what you and Paul were doing back here in Port Huron?
Yeah, in a lot of ways it really was. I mean, I was doing a TV spot down here as well during the NFL season the last couple years. So, you know, a little bit on the other media as well. But, you know, it was I worked as a sports editor for the Virgin Islands Daily News down here for almost 3 years. Had kind of the Olympics in my, you know, in my vision as the way that I wanted to kind of close this chapter of my career in some ways. And like you said, I'm moving up to Chicago and looking for some prospects up there, and got a little freelance and part-time stuff lined up for now. But yeah, it was great. I mean, down here, obviously, there's beautiful beaches, and everyone knows that I talk about with the Virgin Islands with, say, yeah, I was with there down when I was on a kid on a cruise. And of course, that's how everyone knows the Virgin Islands, because all the cruise ships stop here for the day and take you up to Megan's Beach and St. John and all that other kind of stuff. But it's a great place to live. Like I said, you know, there's some things that are a lot different than some things that are different than Marysville and all that other stuff. But you get used to it, and it's beautiful weather all winter. It's a little warm during hurricane season, and then, of course, the hurricanes provide a little drama maybe once a year or so. But there's a lot of sports to cover. I covered the end of Tim Duncan's career in articles, kind of fan reaction type of stuff. And then we've got, like I said, our own Olympic team. We've got a lot of Virgin Islanders who are professional boxers, professional sailors. We just had a guy do his major league debut for the Oakland A's the other day. Jarrell Cotton on Wednesday pitched a two-hitter in 6 1/3, and I know him real well. He actually lives up in Commerce Township in Michigan in the offseason now, because that's where his fiance is from. But a couple other major leaguers and minor leaguers that I follow their career. We got a small high school league down here, youth leagues, youth sailing, just a lot of different stuff to stay busy. I thought down here I'd have to find some stuff to write about, but I found that there's more stuff than I can even handle by myself as a one-man sports editor.
I'm going to put you guys on the spot. I'm going to take you back to your Port Huron days. You came into the radio station. You asked about doing your own sports show on Saturdays. Do you guys have a most memorable moment about being in radio?
Well, there's a couple that probably shouldn't be repeated.
Well, go ahead.
On the show.
They can't get in trouble for it now.
But I'm going to defer to Paul to give his first memory while I kind of jog my memory here.
I think for me it was, there's a couple. We both missed at least one show that we shouldn't have. So those were fun when the other guy had to run solo. Because of that, because we were pretty young and dumb when we were doing this. We were still only about, 23, 24 years old when that show started.
We've grown up a lot since then.
Exactly. And now I'm a very distinguished AYSO coach, so obviously I really stepped up the ladder. But the first show, to me, was fun because it was like this – I was this ball of nerves and, just reading – like we had listed all these stats and everything that we wanted to talk about and just done all this planning, stayed up probably to 3:30 after covering football to wake up on Saturday and talk about all of it. And you couldn't even get through all of it because we overplanned for that first show.
We learned quickly not to do that anymore.
What's that?
We learned quickly not to overplan anymore.
Yeah. We might've swung the other way. It was just fun to do it, and getting through that first one was like that rush, because that's something that I had never done before as far as, hosting a radio show. And sitting in Four Sports was kind of cool, and the bell dinging every time somebody would walk in and then kind of looking at you like, what are you guys doing sitting here in the front of this store talking into microphones? But that was, really, it might be a cop-out, but the first show was really the big one for me.
My actual best memory is a couple of phone calls that we got from some special guests. The first one was Darren McCarty, and he was a guy that Paul and I both watched when we were growing up as sports fans, for the Red Wings, and had obviously the big goal against the Flyers to cement the big first Stanley Cup in '97. So that was a big one. But even bigger than that to me was when we had Doc Emmerich on, and I know Dennis, you've had Doc on, and you know Doc well from all over the years through shows, and he was a former Port Huron announcer himself. But to have Doc on, and I think it was even maybe during the Stanley Cup with the Penguins and the Red Wings that he was on with us, or maybe I'm misremembering that, but he was on, and gave us some insight into what was going on in the NHL at that time. And Doc Emmerich, just a living legend, just the absolute best at NHL broadcasting, and the fact that he's not only a guy who passed through Port Huron for a few years, but, made his home in St. Clair County and is just the type of guy that he is. To guys like Paul and I, that was a pretty big deal.
And he said he listened to our show.
Which is probably a lie, but...
No. I can guarantee you guys he listened if he told you he listens.
Yeah, well, that hit me because I had called him for another story, and that was the first thing he said to me. Was, oh, yeah, I listened to you and Matt Shook on the Sports Attack. And I don't think I talked for the next 5 minutes.
Well, if you pronounced my name right, then he must know something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was great. I actually had breakfast and lunch with him on two different occasions. Also, I had him down at Joe Louis Arena and did a story about when he was going into the Hall of Fame. And it's just, he's just, you get to know him, and he's just a great guy and just like anyone else you'd ever meet in the Port Huron area. But, the fact that he would give that much time and really made you feel like you were special is such a big deal.
I could do a whole 2-hour show like this, but unfortunately I'm going to have to let you guys go. But it is a Friday night, and I am doing the Port Huron High Warren Mott game tonight, so this is where I would normally on a Friday night put you guys on the spot. Who's going to win?
Oh, Big Red's big. There's no way that Port Huron High loses to Warren Mott. I haven't done a lot of homework, but I'm going with the Big Reds for sure.
Yeah. I'll go with the Big Reds, too. D'Angelo Sanderson's been fantastic, right, this year?
Absolutely.
Which we should expect. So I still have some of that. I've only been gone for a year. I still have some of that.
All right. Coach to a victory there tomorrow, Paul.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
And we'll talk to you again soon about the grand opening for the complex, the field house there. And he suckered me into being on a basketball team. I'm going to get killed out there, but that's okay. Matt, good luck with the move, thanks for doing this. And we'll have you on again too soon as well.
Yeah, let's do this again soon.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
See you guys.
All right, thanks, sir.
All right, we got to take a break right now, but I'll be back in just a few minutes for hour number two of the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM.